Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jennifer Behrens, and she's with Beta Sigma Phi. We're going to talk about scrapbooking. Good morning to you, Jennifer.
Good morning, LaVon. How are you?
I'm good. Hope your day is going well. Jennifer, let's talk about the event, when it is, where it is, what the fee, all those basic kinds of things that people need to know.
Sure. Okay. Well, we are having our group, which is Beta Sigma Phi. Like you said, we are a part of Omicron Zeta chapter. We are sponsoring a scrapbook day, which we call Oh Scrap, It's Cold. And we want people to come in out of the cold and spend a warm day scrapbooking with friends. It will be on Saturday, February 23rd, from 9 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock in the evening. It will be located at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, which is in Atlantic. The cost is only $30, and what that entails, LaVon, is people will come in. We will have a table set up for them. They are able to spread out, put their things out. I don't know if many people know about scrapbooking.
And we're going to talk more about that.
It takes a lot of space to scrapbook.
Okay. So people do need to pre-register, though, so you know how many are coming.
We would prefer that they pre-register. If people are not able to pre-register, we will take people at the door. The advantage of pre-registering, though, is it helps us know how much food to provide and that type of thing.
So your fee does include, like, a noon meal and, I don't know, an evening meal?
Yes. The fee includes lunch and dinner. And I think for lunch, we're planning on having a baked potato bar. Supper will be made right, and we always have lots of good food. We are asking, though, that if you pay for registration, your meal is included in that. If you bring an additional person with you, let's say you have a child that attends with you, we are going to have to charge a $5 fee for that person to also eat.
Sure. You got to pay for that food, so.
We do, absolutely.
Yes. So now let's talk a little more about scrapbooking, because I know it's been something that's kind of gone across the country and so on. But what if you were a beginner, I'm sure what you've done is you've seen somebody else's work. But tell us about scrapbooking. What is it?
Well, scrapbooking, it's just kind of a creative way to kind of capture those memories of family members, significant events that happen in your family. Basically, what it entails for beginners is you bring pictures of a certain event, or you can bring multiple events of pictures. You have paper that you use. You have embellishments, which might be some stickers of, let's say, your theme is going to be a cruise. Your family went on a cruise. You would bring your pictures of your cruise. You lay them out on the paper how you want them to set out, and then you use embellishment stickers, which could be like a sticker of a sun, a sticker of a palm tree. It's just kind of a creative way. I know if you're a crafty person, it's a really fun way to kind of capture those memories and save them in a way that a regular photo album does not create that kind of event. Mm-hmm. So it's really caught on. I know we have quite a few people in the community that do enjoy doing it. It's a kind of a therapy session, I could say, almost, because when we get together, it's kind of nice to get to see other people's ideas, and you share your ideas with people, and it's just kind of a really cool way to capture those family memories.
And are there some special scissors involved? It seems like to me when I've seen some work done that you can do little borders and so on little decorative scissors that create decorative edges.
Yep. And people use decorative scissors. I know if you're really into it, I know there's people that use what's called like a Cricut machine. It's kind of a die cut machine where you can cut out certain shapes. As we were talking about the cruise theme, you could punch in what shape you wanted. It would cut out a palm tree for you. So you can spend as little as you want doing this, and you can spend as much as you want doing this. It just kind of depends on the person that's doing the creating.
We're visiting with Jennifer Behrens about scrapbooking. So, Jennifer, let's say I'm a beginner. could I come that day without anything, or will there be supplies for sale? And you'd tell me, okay, here's maybe where you want to start?
Right. All you would have to bring, if you are just starting out, you need to bring your pictures with you.
Sure.
And if you don't have a specific theme, bring all your pictures. We will have people there that can help you get started. We will actually have scrapbook vendors there that will have the supplies that if you walk in and say, I want to learn how to do this, we'll have people that can help get you started and get you in the direction that you need to go.
I think, Jennifer, the scrapbooking is maybe sort of like quilting or something like that for some people who have gotten started, and they have these things they want to do, but it's so difficult to get all that out at home and find the time. And so when you have this special day, wow, what a gift that is.
Right. It really is. And like I said, we have some vendors that will be coming, and they actually will set up a mini store. So if you have nothing, you can come in. You can buy paper. You can buy the scissors that we discussed. You can buy the stickers or the embellishments. We will actually have a vendor there that will be working with, it's called a make and take. She will have a project that she has made. She will bring it. And you can sit down and make the same project, maybe with your pictures on it, and it's for a very minimal fee. Another thing, LaVon, that we are also going to be having at our scrapbooking day is we will have a vendor from Griswold that will be bringing card making. So if you're not into the scrapbooking pages, but you would like to learn how to make cards, she will be bringing the supplies. You can sit down and make 10 cards for $10. And you know as well as I do, it's pretty hard to find cards for a dollar anymore.
And they certainly wouldn't be creative and very personal like you can make them with this. I'm glad you mentioned that because I was just thinking, okay, what else can you do with these scrapbooking materials and skills? And card making would be one of them.
Yes, yes. And it's really fun. She will have all the items cut out, and it's a matter of you sitting down and her saying, okay, first you do this, then you do this next. And when you get done, you've got 10 really creative cards, and it's fun.
So, Jennifer, talk a little bit about, you know, how did you get into this, and maybe what are some of the results? Have you put together 10 scrapbooks, or, you know, where are you at in your scrapbooking
yes.
life?
I started this when my girls were little, and I kind of picked it up from a friend that I had, and as I've progressed through my years here now, I have made, like, my girls are involved in athletics through Atlantic Schools. I made them like a sporting scrapbook where it has like their softball, basketball pictures. And then I've also done ones where it has like their baby pictures. And it just kind of depends, LaVon, on the type of theme that you want to do for a book. I know people that put just sequential pictures all the way from when the kids were babies all the way up to graduation day and have multiple scrapbooks. And I wish I had more time to scrapbook. Unfortunately, with my family and the activities we have and my job, I don't get to do it as often as I'd like to do it.
So you take advantage of these kinds of days too, perhaps, although I'm sure you're there talking to people. Because this, I think, even though you're really busy doing your own thing, it's also a social event.
It is. It really is. And the fun thing is that, like I said, you get different ideas from other people. You kind of build some relationships with people, and it's kind of a networking system almost that when there may be another scrapbooking day somewhere else, someone might call you that was at this one and say, hey, we're having a day. If you want to come up and join us, you know, it's going to be a good time. So it's really a good way to meet some people. If you have a crafty side to you, it's really a good experience. So we're hoping that we get a lot of people to come out and register. And there'll be great food and good company.
And we should mention, I'm sure this is a fundraiser for Beta Sigma Phi because you do a lot of activities that are good for the community. We really haven't mentioned that
absolutely.
You're also, in addition to helping yourself, you're also helping some other good community kinds of things. So
right.
Get on
and
out there.
What we've done, LaVon, is at Christmas time, we sponsor families for Christmas. And we've also donated in the past, we donated money to the Cass County Fairgrounds food booth, mm-hmm. the new food area
stand.
That they've,
mm-hmm.
and we just pick local charities to give to people. It's not about us as a group, it's about giving back to the community.
Okay, if we are interested coming to Scrapbooking Day, which is on the 23rd? at St. Paul's. Tell me the church again. Church and time.
St. Paul's Lutheran Church. It's located at 1011 East 14th Street in Atlantic.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to be there from 9 a.m. in the morning till 9 p.m. at night.
And if we want to register, okay. And if, I'm sorry, if we want to register, we need to do that how?
You can either call Teresa Comas. I've got a phone number here. Would you like me to give that
sure.
to you? Okay, her phone number is 712-243-1105. That probably would be the easiest way to register since we've only got about a week until the scrapbooking day. Otherwise, I think they have placed flyers at the public library in Atlantic, and I think there are flyers also located at some of the KC stores in Atlantic and possibly at Hy-Vee.
All right. Well, we want to thank you very much, Jennifer Behrens, for visiting with us about scrapbooking and the opportunity to do it on a day. Until next time, here's a thought. Happiness is a way of life that makes the most of opportunities, the least of difficulties, and the best of everything.